passengers travelling to and from France today. Well, they're being advised to check directly with their airlines after hundreds of flights had been cancelled due to a threatened air traffic control strike. Now, that was called off at the last minute, but not in time to stop some disruptions. So Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra, is on the line to tell us more. What's it looking like this morning, Owen?
Welcome to the world of aviation politics, or even better, French aviation politics. Strike didn't go ahead, but we have 23 rotations from Dublin and one from Cork cancelled today. It's caused immense problems. Over 300 Ryanair flights, over 2,000 flights altogether have had to be cancelled. The good news, if there's any good news, is that they are the flights to and from France that have been affected. Over flights which would have been affected had the strike gone ahead, they seem to be going ahead pretty much as normal. Unusually, France, when there's a strike, flights that pass over the country are also affected. That's not the case in Spain, Italy, Greece, places like that. But as we know, we need to fly over France to get to a lot of places in Ireland.
And there had been some moves, hadn't there, to try and change that rule, because one thing about French air traffic controllers is that they do seem to enter into disputes fairly frequently.
The frequency of disputes is really down to the fact there are three unions. They compete for members, they compete for belligerents. So when a deal is signed with one or two of them, there's always a third one. The one has about 41% of the members of the air traffic controllers. And that was the one that called a strike and then called it off. The other two, it's not clear if some of those their strikes are going ahead, even at this stage. To add to the confusion, there was a peace deal done with the largest union till after the Olympics. That didn't seem to last very long. We've had a law change which says you have to give 48 hours notice. That seems to have, of a strike, that seems to have at least created the situation where discussions took place yesterday. But that's not enough for Europe's airlines. Ryanair quite vociferous that overflights should be allowed. Airlines for Europe, of which Ryanair and the Aer Lingus parent IAG are members.
Oh, Owen, have we had a drop on the line there with Owen? Sometimes it comes back after a temporary little dropout. No. Are you back with us, Owen?
Am I still there? Yes.
Yes, you are indeed. Thank you very much. Actually, this is where I wanted
to... Am I here?
You are indeed.
You
can hear, or can you hear me?
Okay. My apologies.
This is better than trying to get to France at the moment. All right, Owen.
I can hear you, yes.
The question I want to finish up with then is, anyone who is planning a trip to France this summer, you know, there's the usual likelihood of disruption. And then with the Olympics, is that even greater?
I do think that we've reached a point with the new law, the 48-hour law, and the fact that the peace deal seems to be reinstated, that we should get into the summer without major disruption. What could happen is that some of the provincial cities, and Marseille is a particular problem spot, could see continuation of the air traffic control strikes. But until we've action at European level on the overflights, and until we've action saying that there should be some compulsory arbitration process or even a ban on strikes like Spain has for national interests, this is a problem that's going to run on and on and on.
Plus ça change. Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra, thank you so much.